We were always told the election race would tighten in the final stages of the campaign, and that's exactly what's happening, according to two opinion polls out today. They show while Labor retains a slight lead, support is lifting for the coalition. Political reporter David Lipson joins me now. David, good morning. With just 3 days to go, what do these polls tell us about the race?
Sabra, good morning. Of course, we always take polls with a big grain of salt these days, but here we have two separate surveys showing a very similar thing, that is that previously undecided voters, or soft voters at least, are falling in, it seems, with the coalition a little more than they are with Labor, which is exactly what the government has been hoping for and hoping would happen in the last few days of the campaign. The Resolve strategic poll in the Nine papers shows a two-party preferred number of 51-49 in Labor's favour. That's compared to 54-46 just a fortnight ago, so quite a significant shift there. The Guardian Essential poll puts the two major parties at 48-46 in Labor's favour, with 7% undecided. That has narrowed 2 points as well. It won't be surprising, as you say, to the hardheads within both major parties. They knew this race would narrow, but they're much more focused anyway on the seat-by-seat battles because, of course, it's seat-by-seat where the election's won and lost. And on that basis, this is still a very unpredictable election because there's such a strong vote for minor parties and independents, and that's been shown to be the case in these two polls again today, that so many of those individual seats will be decided on the swings and roundabouts of preference flows. And that's one of the things that the government is very worried about still. Here's the Deputy Nationals leader, David Littleproud, on Sky.
Instead of having to win seven seats net off us, he really only has to win about three or four. So if he wins three or four and the independents win another three or four for him, then it fits right within Labor's business model of being able to sneak into government with a minority Green backing and with independents. That will cause chaos and mayhem.
So, David, what other factors could swing the undecided voters in these last crucial final days?
Yeah, well, there's a few things coming down the pipeline. Today we'll get some numbers on wages growth. The wage price index is what it's called. It could help beef up Labor's election theme that everything is going up except your wages. And Anthony Albanese will be ready to seize on that as he steps up at the National Press Club today. But the momentum could swing some way back in Scott Morrison's favour the day after, Thursday. The employment numbers are out and they're likely to show unemployment dropping below 4% for the first time in about 50 years. That would play into his election theme of jobs, jobs, jobs. That same day, of course, Labor's going to release its election costings as well, and they're expected to show bigger deficits and a break with convention where election promises are fully offset by savings. Labor's now saying that with $1 trillion of government debt, it's the quality of spending that matters, not the quantity. The government won't take that lying down, and Murdoch tabloids today are running hard on Labor's costings after Anthony Albanese was followed out of his press conference yesterday by a couple of keen reporters with microphones. Jim Chalmers on ABC this morning described all of that as a distraction.
There's $1 trillion of debt in the budget with not enough to show for it. So the government wants you focused on the political minutiae of whether or not costings are released on a Tuesday or a Thursday, when what really matters is whether people can feed their families in this cost of living crisis when their real wages are going backwards as a deliberate outcome from a government which has spent the best part of a decade undermining wages and job security.
The Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers, and before him our political reporter David Lipson.